Today, Maryland's offshore wind industry is set to move one step closer to reality. The federal government is holding an auction for two leases to develop wind farms about 10 miles off the coast of Ocean City. As WYPR's Brett Jaspers reports, both the public and private sectors hope that this high-risk venture will yield high rewards.
If built, the two wind farms will cover almost 80,000 acres, roughly half the size of Howard County. 16 companies have qualified to bid, including SES Maryland Energy LLC. Its chief operating officer, Mike Miller, says that the high upfront cost of offshore wind has made it hard to find investors.
There are so many potential points of failure. Ultimately, everyone's financial reward comes over a 20-year period of steady production of electricity.
Not many can be so patient. It's unlikely all 16 companies that qualified will bid. Developers can win one or both of the leases with the largest cash bid. They'll soon pay an annual rent of $3 an acre, and once the turbines are up, an operating fee. Walter Cruikshank is the acting director of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, the federal agency running the auction.
After the auction, those leases will then be in private hands, and so there will be developers who can actually start working on designing their projects.
But it could be more than 5 years before a site design is complete, let alone constructed. To make the project more financially enticing, the General Assembly passed a subsidy last year. Once energy is generated, ratepayers will pay up to $1.50 a month more on household energy bills. That's in 2012 dollars. Businesses pay up to 1.5% annually. A developer has to win state approval to get it, but that money will help.
We are the only state in the country that has that mechanism.
That's Liz Burdock, who runs the Business Network for Maryland Offshore Wind, a trade group.
Why we are so confident that this project is going forward is because the financing is in place, unlike other offshore wind projects.
The hope is for dozens of subcontracts to be available during the installation and operations phases. That is, she says, if Maryland businesses are prepared.
They keep thinking because they've heard, well, the turbines aren't going to be up and spinning until 2019, that they can wait until 2018 to become involved in this industry. By 2018, this ship will have sailed and the opportunities will be gone.
To avoid that fate, Burdock is creating a database of companies that want to get in on the action. And she plans to hand over that list to the winning developers. No partner, however, will be more critical than the company who builds the turbine itself, according to Memo Dieriker, business professor at Salisbury University.
It has to be manufactured somewhere. It has to be brought to the state of Maryland. It has to be assembled. It has to be taken out to the location, lifted up, put on top of that thing, and monitored 24/7 as it's operating.
Most of the world's offshore turbine manufacturers are in Europe, and that's not likely to change soon. If the U.S. can scale up its offshore wind industry into the thousands of megawatts, maybe it can attract one. Federal officials say that fully developed Maryland leases can produce almost 1,500 megawatts. Others estimate the financial feasibility much lower. Developer Mike Miller sees Maryland's local experiment in offshore wind as part of a larger effort.
Whether or not we're going to find a way to viably develop that industry and have it as a part of the growth of our economy.
So Miller's company will be at the online auction today, raising its virtual paddle. For WYPR, I'm Brett Jaspers.